According to the Stress in America survey, 83% of students report school as a source of stress. But who are these students, and what role does school stress really play in their lives? I'm Alex Cruikshanks, and this is An Inside Perspective.
I think stress is when you kind of feel worried or anxious about whatever's coming up, and you don't really know how to deal with it, I guess.
You're thinking about, oh, I have this to do, I have this to do, and you, like, realize all the things that you have to do, and it just, like, immobilizes you because you just realize it's overwhelming.
And you kind of, like, lose the ability to prioritize and really, like, I don't know, just basically thinking straight and, like, really getting a grip on life kind of thing. I think personally it affects me like pretty deeply. I typically have like a baseline level of stress, so I'm usually like pretty stressed most of the time. But I know that when it affects me, I kind of snap at people. I am a little bit more distant with my friends. I'm a little bit more sarcastic and brutal.
The overwhelming factor that I talked about earlier, where you know you get so overwhelmed and like you can't really do anything, it kind of just like makes me fatigued and I perform like less at my job. I think like overall, it's giving me, this is really negative, I'm sorry. It's giving me like a lesser life experience to be so stressed about school, like in general.
Some people get really easily stressed out just from deadlines. Some people get stressed out just from everything. I know I get really stressed out just because I have a lot of things to do. I'm in band and highlight. Those are two extracurriculars. I'm also involved in house, and I'm secretary of Asian American Alliance. And so those are just like a handful of things that kind of like split up your time.
Typically for me, it's about studying for tests because I personally take a lot of AP classes, so there's a lot of work involved. I obviously want to be successful, and sometimes I know that sometimes what I'm doing now may not be enough to be as successful as I want to be. So I try to push myself as much as possible, and I guess that does add extra stress.
A certain amount of stress can make you motivated to do better. But I think for a lot of us, especially kids that have a lot of extracurriculars that are in AP classes that do face a lot of parental pressure, it can be really hard and it can be a really bad thing.
When I was talking to a lot of my senior friends, they were worried a lot about their college applications and stuff. And for friends that are also sophomores and juniors, they're worried about getting good grades on tests and doing well on AP exams, for example, which are coming up.
If you just look at like social media, like memes and trends, it's all about like, you know, like how can I get out of school? Like, oh, people always joke about wanting to die. And I know that's kind of like that's sort of a taboo thing, but people that millennials is like a huge thing amongst us. And I think a large part of that comes from school.
I think the way that it currently manifests in a lot of us is really, really, really bad. It's kind of dangerous almost.
I think the people who are good at handling school, I don't think they exist. Like, obviously there are people who can balance it better, but those people even too have a lot of like internal stress.
I don't think that people are working in high school for the sake of working in high school. I think people are working in high school for the sake of colleges.
What individuals can do, like especially teachers, is try to make their classes more like learning based rather than merit based. So like, instead of being like, in order to get this grade in my class, you need to do this thing. Just focus on making sure the kids actually want to, like, know things about your class.
Understand that students aren't just, like, working all the time. You know, that they are people. Yeah, your application can have a lot of things on there, but, like, if you're not a healthy person, if you don't take care of yourself, you're gonna burn out. And I don't think that's worth any college admission.
For 91.3 WHJE, this has been Alex Cruikshanks. To listen to more work like this or more episodes of An Inside Perspective, visit our website, whje.com.